biggest appropriation was $75,000 additional out of County General for inmate meals at the Miami County Jail. That's because our average daily population has been 177 inmates. The majority of those are out-of-county inmates that we're housing, and we will have billed $983,000 to other counties for housing their inmates in the year 2017, and we should be over $1 million by the end of this year. So certainly is worth it to have that extra $75,000 for those meals to continue to bring in that income from other counties for housing their inmates. We also signed a letter from the Highway Department to NDOT and the Federal Highway Administration committing 20% of funds for a bridge project, the Wing Street Bridge on the east side of Peru across the Wabash River. That project will be done in 2019 or 2020. The federal funds will cover 80% of the project cost, and local funds will cover 20%. We're also doing the same thing with the Kelly Avenue Bridge near Kmart in 2018 or 2019. And then finally, we heard from our county clerk, Tana Leffel-Sand, and a representative of the Microvote Corporation to talk about upgrading our voting machines. We have had the same machines for 12 or 13 years, and the technology has become obsolete. But what we can do, instead of replacing those machines, we can have the internal components and the screen replaced for a much cheaper price. This is something that will be about $100,000 over the next couple of years to upgrade our voting machines, make sure they're meeting the federal standards for election security, and also be able to work in the most effective and efficient way possible since we've been a vote center county for two cycles now.